Schools, parents, teachers, students, if any are listening, I want to hear from you. 922 11 882. There's a sense, isn't there? There's a suspicion in the community. There's a hunch, a feeling that behaviour in classrooms is getting worse. Well, is that true? This morning, there is some evidence. Sue Thompson is the Deputy Chief of the Australian Council for Education Research. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time. You've had a look at behaviour in the classrooms, and I suspect that you might have given some underpinnings to some things that people suspect have been happening in our schools for some time.
Yeah, that's true. The level of issues with disciplinary climate certainly has not improved in our schools over the last probably decade, and it's been getting steadily worse, I think.
So what did you do here? Who did you ask? What did you ask them, and what did you find?
We asked about 15,000 Australian students as part of an international survey that surveys several thousand more than that in about 100 countries. We asked some questions about whether they were bullied at school, amongst a whole range of other things, and about what sort of behaviour they saw in the classroom. So whether they saw students settling down easily in the classroom, whether they said there was respect for teachers in the classroom, and whether there was a lot of noise and disorder in the classroom, amongst a whole range of other questions.
And you've found that basically things are getting worse overall?
That's pretty much it, yes. So on average, more students reported that students can't work well. More said that students don't start working for a long time after the lesson begins, that teachers have to wait a long time, and students don't listen to what the teacher said. Now, obviously, this ranges, you know, across schools in a school system, but what we're finding is that the problems are worse at disadvantaged schools or schools who have disadvantaged students as a main cohort. So they're sort of doing that, doubly disadvantaging them. They're already in about 3 years behind their advantaged cohort in terms of academic learning, and this is just making it much harder for them to learn.
There is a divide between public and private schools.
There is a divide between public and private schools, and that goes along the lines of the socioeconomic background argument that the kids in private schools are more likely to be higher socioeconomic background, and in government schools the opposite, and that's the same pattern that we see. So there's less problems, although there are still problems in all school systems.
So this, again, as I sort of said in the introduction, I think this is sort of good evidence for some trends that parents and teachers and principals perhaps thought were true. What do we do about it?
Well, I guess that's the thing, is what do we do about it? A lot of these things seem to have been getting worse over the last few years, and the bullying has certainly been getting worse, and particularly the bullying that's associated with probably the internet. Cyberbullying, students spreading rumours about other students. And I think there's just a feeling going through that it's okay to do this, and that by modelling better behaviour, we need to look at that. We need to be able to show kids that that's not the right way to do things. One of the findings in the TALIS study, which was looking at teacher reactions, or teachers' views of things in the classroom, one of the things that we found there was that teachers are quite often bullied, and parents quite often bully teachers and principals. If that's the case, and if that's increasing, that's setting a very poor role model for children.
The worry, well, I mean, there's several worries about this. One is that already disadvantaged kids are further disadvantaged because they tend to learn or try to learn in the most disrupted classrooms. The other is that parents are voting with their feet where they can. They know this, which is why they're enrolling their kids, particularly, I think, in secondary schools, in private and Catholic schools, or independent and Catholic schools. It just seems as though it's a recipe for further entrenching bad outcomes and socioeconomic division to me.
I agree. That is a real problem. It causes what's classed as ghettoisation of schools, where you end up with the only kids left in poorly performing schools being those whose parents basically can't afford to get them out, or don't, you know, don't have the resources to get them out, and it just ends up being spiralling downwards. You end up with teachers who don't want to teach there, students who don't want to be there, parents who would prefer their kids to be elsewhere. So I think it gets down to looking at resourcing of schools, and I think that it comes back to looking at how we properly resource all schools so that they have the resources to fight these sort of problems, to be able to provide enough activities for kids to be properly engaged in class, to provide teachers with the proper resources and backup so that they can, you know, teach properly and teach what they need to do. But a lot of it, I think, comes down to resourcing.
Sue, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sue Thompson from the Australian Council for Education Research. She's the Deputy Chief. So,